Said I did a good job.
Anything else?
Somebody talked about how our chances looked and talked about our view on taxes and spending, and he thought I did a great job of doing all that. And the vice president called and said about the same thing.
Was it as boring as you said it was going to be, Senator?
Well, the last few minutes went kind of slow, the last three.
When you were talking or Mondale?
When he was talking. Went very fast when I was talking.
Do you think that it altered the course of the election at all, what happened here tonight?
I'll probably set it back a few days. Not much.
When the president said you're talking about your chances, what did he say about your chances?
Mine?
Well, he said he talked about your chances. Yours and his, I assume.
Right, you're right. He thought we were doing very well. He's up in Illinois. I talked to Chuck Percy. He just called to congratulate me. The vice president did the same thing. And I think it was a very good exchange. I hope we covered all the issues.
Was there anything you wanted to talk about that you missed?
Well, you always think about a lot of things afterwards. But
this seemed to be a little bit of a low-key dole we saw tonight. Were you purposely trying to curtail some of your normal speaking patterns?
I have a bad throat. Senator Mondale was kind of nervous, and I didn't want to upset him.
Were you nervous?
I was yesterday.
Do you think that Senator Mondale was a little feisty tonight, feistier than usual?
No, he's about the same.
Any surprises tonight?
Okay, what's the mic?
Can't think of anything.
How about after questions?
Well, let's see, I had three calls from Laird and Rockefeller and Ford. They're all decided. I got to go out and declare victory. Oh, sure. Right.
What did President Ford tell you over the phone when you just talked to him?
He just thanked me for my effort, said it was a good job, and I enunciated a number of things very clearly, and, you know, I just thought, it was a nice call.
Are you sorry you missed the football game?
Well, it was raining when I came in, so probably all right.
You think you were victorious then?
I don't know. I mean, I think we really learned that on November 2nd. But I wasn't... I don't think I lost. I just hope the American people won.
Do you think your comment about Quaker women voters being liberal is going to hurt President Ford and your campaign?
Never hurts to tell the truth.
Mrs. Dole, what did you say?
I thought he did an excellent job. I'm really pleased. I enjoyed it.
Pardon?
Is it a bad thing to say that Governor Carter's getting the bunny bones? Do you think that really represents the constituency?
Oh, not all of it.
Oh, not all of it.
Senator Doe's going to be in just a moment. Save your voice. You don't need to. I'm not running for anything. But I do want to tell you before he gets here, he's going to be here in just a moment. But I want to say to you that I like you, watched the debate tonight. I thought he did a magnificent job of nailing. You know, we watched Senator Mondale run through that litany as if he was on a memory machine about jobs and health. But the truth of the matter is, they talk about jobs and they talk about fighting inflation, and yet he's been one of the biggest contributors to inflation by his votes in the Senate of the United States and anybody in the Congress. But I thought I thought Senator Dole tonight made it crystal clear, particularly in the field of foreign policy, and this is where Senator Mondale was particularly weak. When they asked him about foreign policy, he really said nothing. He didn't even have any glittering generalities to talk about. I thought Senator Dole tonight put the emphasis right where it should be, that the Democrats talk about jobs, but they talk about creating jobs with the federal government in the public sector. The Republicans talk about jobs, 88 million jobs presently held by Americans at the highest wages in the history of this nation, and most of them in the private sector. We believe in furnishing jobs. And in the final analysis, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about whether we're going to have an administration that's going to let the American people use their hands and their minds and their ingenuity and their inventiveness to continue to build a free society in this country, or whether we're all going to be on the public dole. It's just that simple, and I don't mean a pun. I don't know what the senator's going to say, but we're a Texas crowd here, and we've got a job to do, as you well know, in the next 20 days. But boy, what ammunition we've got to do it with. What ammunition. When we go to the people of Texas the next 20 days, we can say to them, if you want more government and bigger federal spending, then vote for Carter, because that's what you're going to get. If you want bigger deficits, vote for Carter, because that's what he's going to give you. If you want more inflation, vote for Carter, because that's what he's going to give you with this increased federal spending. If you want more regulations, vote for Carter. But if you... Everything that Texans believe in, President Ford and Senator Dole are for. They're for less federal spending, less government, fewer regulations, more freedom in this society. They're against repeal of 14B. They're against Proposition 14 that's on the ballot in California that'll let a union organizer walk on any man's farm or ranch to organize his people without his permission. President Ford and Senator Dole are against divestiture of the oil business. They're honest enough. They're honest enough to say to you that we know that divestiture and dismemberment of the oil companies are not going to result in reduced price of gasoline or gas or commodities or derivatives or anything else that's made from petroleum. It's going to increase the price of it, and that's the statesmanlike approach. I think he's here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great personal privilege to present an old and a dear friend whom I had the pleasure of campaigning with and for in his home state of Kansas in 1974 when he won election, re-election to the Senate in one of the toughest years that a Republican's ever had to run in this country, a man of real courage, of real ability, and real dedication to this country and great loyalty to the President of the United States, our distinguished Senator from Kansas, the Vice Presidential nominee, Bob Dole. There are many good things. There are many good things about Bob Dole. Many good things about Senator Dole, and I've told you just a few of them, but by far the greatest thing about him, the finest thing about him, is his wife Elizabeth.
Thank you. Right, yeah. Well, thank you very much. I'm very glad the debate's over. I don't know who won, do you? Well, I just hope the American people are the winners, and I say that very seriously. That's what it's really all about. I'm very happy that Senator Mondale came south. We didn't think he knew where it was, but he's down here. He wasn't very anxious to talk about right-to-work laws or breaking up oil companies or different things tonight, but... He did talk about a few things, and I think did a good job. He is a friend of mine. I'm going to listen to him a lot next year when I'm presiding over the Senate. And I finally found one man who understands, or says he understands, where Carter stands on the issues. I want to say, thank you. I want to say that it has been a real thrill to be in Houston. I say that in all seriousness. I've been downplaying the debate for about 30 days. I just didn't want to give up that week campaigning. I thought everybody was going to be out at the football game. And I guess many Americans were at the football game. But I would hope that people who did watch and did listen will understand that we have really two very distinct philosophies in this race. I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat or Independent. This election's important to you. Now, Governor Carter runs around taking the South for granted because he comes from the state of Georgia. But I think Texans are very discerning voters. You're concerned about my philosophy. You're concerned about Governor Carter's philosophy. You're concerned about Senator Mondale's philosophy and President Ford's philosophy. I happen to believe that we represent the mainstream of America. I happen to believe that our philosophy is right for Texas. And I understand Senator Mondale's feeling for the American people. I resent the implication that we don't have it. We're concerned about the poor. We're concerned about the unemployed. We're concerned about those who need hospitalization. And we've demonstrated our concern. We're also concerned with all Americans. We're concerned about the cruelest tax of all, and that's inflation. That's the cruelest tax of all. Now, Governor Connally talked about living off the public dole. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen if you vote for this dole. I can tell you that. So, while my voice is still with me, thanks very much for coming. As Governor Connally has said, the state of Texas is most important. We want to carry the state of Texas. Oh, yes, we want to win because we're Republicans. And I've already figured out if Ford wins, I'm going to win, too. I figured that out before the debate. But more importantly, as I said a few moments ago, if you're a Democrat or Republican or Independent, you have a stake in this election. If you're taken in by the promises one after another by Governor Carter, you ought to know better. It's time you started taking a look. And I won't repeat all of his promises. But you'll find that President Ford and Senator Dole aren't going to make you any promises. Except honest government, conservative government, strength for America. And that's what it's all about. We want freedom. We want liberty. We want jobs. We want jobs, not welfare. And that's what it's all about. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I just say finally, I see hundreds of young people in this audience.
I see hundreds of young people.
I see hundreds of young men.
I see hundreds
in civilian clothes.
In civilian clothes.
That says a lot about President Ford. Thank you.
That says a lot.
Yeah,
we've got a set up there.
Yeah.